Hi folks, it's your host Harmit, and you're listening to Tobin Talks. Hi everyone, thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm your host Harmit, and this is Tobin Talks. First up, we'll learn about the brand new student club, U of M Student Writers. After that, we'll learn about the Allen Class Program, which integrates art into healthcare education at the Rady Faculty of Health Sciences. So, without further ado, let's meet Hanako Teranishi, English student, who's the leader of U of M Student Writers.
My name is Hanako Teranishi.
So, my first question that I have for you is, what is the project that you have started?
I started a project, it doesn't quite have a name yet, but it's specifically for student-based writing group. And it's mirroring a student writing group that already exists, run by Jocelyn Thorpe of the Women and Gender Studies Department and director of the Center of Creative Writing and Oral Culture. It's specifically a space where undergrads and presumably grad students can just come sit in a space for a couple hours and write together.
Okay, so is it a writing group that's particularly like based around academic writing or personal writing, or is it just anything?
It's really anything. I think that when I come to it, I come with the intention of doing like focusing on my creative writing because I find that I don't have a lot of space, or I don't make a lot of time or space for me to engage with my creative writing. I'm always thinking about like my academic work and my schoolwork, but my creative writing is equally important to me and I want a space where I can do that. And so having this space, like a couple hours where like, I'm going to come do this thing, I'm going to get done, and I'm going to do whatever I do, and whatever I do is going to be great. But it's not just for creative writing. It's for anyone who wants to do any type of writing or really anything like reading or writing. There isn't any rules.
It's like a study group sort of a thing, like a specific set time.
Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it, like thinking of it as a study group, but like really, really focusing on like the parallel play. The format of it would be when everyone gets there, when it starts, we'd go around the room and do introductions and check-ins and like see, we tell each other like what is our plan for today. And then we'd just go and write, and we'd write and write and write until the last 15 minutes where we'd stop, and we'd do a checkout. So then we'd check on, like, what we got done, did we do what we want to do, what didn't we do, what did we end up doing, were there surprises, and people can share their work if they want, you get ideas. Whatever people want to do, they can do that for their checkout.
So is it open to everybody?
Yes, absolutely. It's open to anyone who wants to write and be in a space with other writers. As like an English student, I feel like there would be like a big need in the department. Or not a big need, but I feel like it'd be great for the department, but also there are more writers around campus, not just limited to arts. So I would encourage anyone who is interested to write and be around other writers to come.
Is it just for students? Is it geared more towards students, or is it a open source thing?
I think for the sake of this, it would be more geared towards students, because as like a fourth year, I think I've noticed that there's like a lack of campus community, just because like the U of M is a commuter campus, and having spaces where campus community is able to like at least start and then flourish is important. So for the time being, I think I really want to focus on students.
Okay. Is there a specific space that it's going to be held in? Will it be like a twice a week meeting or a once a week meeting?
It'll definitely be like once a week, hopefully reoccurring on Thursday afternoons.
Okay, wonderful. Thursday afternoons. Do you have a timeline for when it'll start?
I'm hoping that it'll start on March 21st. Hopefully that will be the first day.
Okay. What are your hopes for this writing community that you're cultivating?
I really hope that for community, like people are able to meet other writers and share their work with one another and make friends on and off campus. I also hope that like individually people find the space as somewhere that they can focus and like allow themselves to do the things that they want to do and maybe don't feel like they are allowed to do in terms of writing or reading. Honestly, as like a bigger goal, as like part of this project, I want to publish printed chapbook of people's writing. So like if people are doing a lot of creative writing, at the end of the year, I want to collect a collection of people's writing done in the group work they've worked on and put it in a chapbook to then print multiple copies and share with people, and they can share with their friends and family.
Like a sort of like an arts tribune, but a little bit more of an organic, less submission based.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, thinking of like sharing space physically, but then and then also sharing space in a page.
You mentioned just like finding that there's like a lack of community on the campus. What particularly? How is that reflected in your own time at the university?
I started in 2020, so during COVID, and so I had 2 years of online school, which definitely influenced the lack of community just because everyone was at home. And then coming back on campus, it was a slow transition, but towards the end of my third year, I started going to events on campus, which is by like UMIH and the department, and I realized that there was communities on campus, but it was a lot of just faculty members, and I didn't see a lot of students at these events, even though they were open to everyone. It was just so great, and I appreciated those spaces so much. And yeah, I think there's a lack of community. Like, even in finding those communities, there's still a huge lack of like student community unless you join like a student group. And none of the student groups really stood out to me because they all seemed like a lot of work, and like I already had a very busy schedule and I couldn't fit those things in. So I thought it would be nice to do something that meets me at my own level, I suppose.
Yeah, like a bit more of a relaxed student group.
Yeah.
What do you think the importance of community is specifically for students?
I think that for students, the first thing that comes to mind is like just mental health, like right off the bat. Just having a support system and just also an outreach system. Like community doesn't have to be super close to you. You don't need to tell them anything, but just like people who show up and you can see and be with is really important, because it's so important to have those close connections, but also just having people surrounding you and to be around others, I think is really great for mental health. And as students, that's a huge concern, especially now that we're looking towards, you know, the end of school is quickly approaching. I really want this space to be centered around, I want the core to be around support for one another.
There's a lot of discussions around the loss of the third space in a lot of things, and it sort of sounds like you're working towards creating that third space for students, especially in the essence of making sure that you have casual acquaintances.
Very much right with like the suggestion of like a third space, and it's exactly what I'm looking for, and there is a huge lack of that in Winnipeg, and even in university, like there's limited places to sit and be without certain rules and restrictions. So I think that fits under that category as well.
So what was the process of setting up as well?
I first applied for the Arts Endowment Fund, see what happens, and it'll be exciting to see what happens. I'm very lucky to have like the English Film, Theater and Media department is super supportive, so I was able to go talk to my head and one of my professors who is the teaching professor of my creative writing class, and I came to them both with the idea, and they were both super supportive. And throughout the whole process of like applying for the endowment fund, and as well as like discussing ideas and trying to have a clear scope, they were super supportive. Like I'm working with my department head to find a space in the university, are helping me plan other events, and like we're in discussions of bigger events sometime next year, turning it more into the focusing on workshop-based discussions as well. I'm hoping that this year will be a good start, and I'm hoping to continue it next year as well. Like, I really want this place to be a place of care and community, and people shouldn't feel intimidated by their writing skills or where they think they are as a writer. This is very open to anyone and any type of writing.
So you talked about like the other groups that you've gone to and all of these like meetings that you've been going to with staff and finding a lack of students there. Is there anything else really inspired the idea of just wanting to do that for students and do it yourself?
I think that I just saw how much work I was able to do within that time and how much joy it brought me. And I was like, this is so fantastic. I think other people would really benefit from this or really enjoy this as well. And that's the personal, like, inspiration or, like, my own reasons for wanting to start something else.
Do you find it a personal project?
Yeah, like, in that regard, I think it's a personal project. Like, I definitely have stuff to gain in terms of, like, I will definitely do more work. Like, I'm gonna be more productive. And it'll give me a space to work on whatever I want to work on and my other projects.
Thank you, Hanako. Up next, we speak with Susan Wingert, sociologist and U of M Allen Class Program steward. This program aims to integrate art into healthcare education. To tell us more, here's Susan.
So the Allen Class Program is in honor of Dr. Allen Class, who was a surgeon at the University of Manitoba. And he was someone who was committed to humanism in medicine and health professions. So the program is designed to use the arts, the humanities, and the social sciences to bring the human element into the practice of healthcare, to allow health professionals to show up as full and complete people for their own well-being. So we aim to use those elements in health education, in wellness programs, and in other endeavors that encourage people to use creativity and things to self-expression, to process experiences, to reflect on their experiences in healthcare.
Yeah, that's great. And could you share some examples of how, like, the arts, humanities, and social science has been integrated into this program?
Mm-hmm. So we offer a number of arts-based workshops. They include creative writing, photography, we've done graphic medicine. Students have done things in the symphony or the art gallery. Mm-hmm. And sort of the idea is that when we engage with the arts, it helps us to become better observers of mm-hmm. life. It helps us to attend to some of those things that in the sciences we sort of separate from what we're interested in, but you know, deeper levels of communication that people might be expressing and things like that. So I have a workshop coming up on Thursday, and we're looking at a short story, and you can read it closely to see how story constructed, who are these characters, what are they trying to tell us, what's the meaning behind it. And so it's a fun way to sort of look at observation and interpretation and our own reflections, what we bring into experiences and how that sort of shapes our experience of the world and how we interact with other people and some of those things.
Yeah, that's really, really cool. And are there, like, any past events that you've held with the program that particularly stood out to you?
So I run creative writing workshops through Cancer Care for patients who have undergone or are undergoing cancer treatment. Mm-hmm. And so that's been one of my favorite experiences, to write with them and to give them an opportunity to sort of reclaim who they are mm-hmm. after having gone through having cancer, to explore what that process was like, because sometimes I think people go into survival mode and they don't spend a lot of time reflecting on the internal experience of it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes just have fun and to, let go of some of the stress and some of the hardship that they've experienced, and to connect with other people who share that experience and can be, you know, very empathetic mm-hmm. listeners to their story.
Yeah, that's amazing. And is this program only open to students in the health sciences faculty?
That's our primary audience. We do workshops for students, staff, and faculty. And so our primary audience is Rady. But okay. Generally, other people at U of M can join if space allows us.
What strategies or methods does the program use to engage, like, students in the health faculty and other professionals within the space?
Mm-hmm. So we found sort of single short workshops work well to reach our audience, because in sort of the post-pandemic era, there people are very busy. There's still a lot of stress and burnout and residual from that. So we've been offering single session workshops to give people a chance to try it and find out what the program's all about without having to make a long-term commitment to a 4 or 6 week session. We have been successful in doing workshops with wellness days and sort of special events held through the health schools. And I did the PGME Resident Wellness Day this past, I guess it was December. I did a writing workshop with them. We're doing a fourth year med selective, so it's a 3 week intensive course in the health humanities. Yeah, so those have been some of the, we've done some workshops that students have specifically requested. We did one on science writing because graduate students were really interested in how to improve their academic writing skills. So we had a workshop on that.
Okay. And are there any challenges that you may have encountered in, you know, implementing this program?
I think one of them is most people don't really know what it is. You know, you hear health humanities and it's sort of been, and it can take, well, I mean, my background, I'm a sociologist. So even when I started in this program, I was bringing sort of the social sciences part of it. And even it took a while for me to figure out, well, how do the arts, how does, you know, how does reading a short story, how does taking a photography workshop relate to healthcare? So I think that's a challenge to sort of get the message that by, you know, in the sciences, what we're asked to do is sort of get rid of the noise of the world and focus just on the phenomenon that interests us. We want to isolate it. We want to understand it outside of all of that. When we go back to practice, we have to go back to the real world. We have to go back to the noise and we have to go back to the complexity of it. And so that's kind of what the arts encourages us to connect with and to engage with. So I think that's one challenge. You know, and like I said, the programs run through the pandemic. And so, you know, there obviously to deliver programming is really difficult because people in health professions were very overwhelmed with the health challenge that was before them. So sort of to find opportunities where people have the bandwidth to try something new, to step outside their comfort zone, to take a couple hours out of their day, that's also a challenge that we've experienced.
And how would you say the program contributes to the overall professional development of healthcare students and practitioners?
I think, you know, it's, again, it's an opportunity to show up as a whole person. And I think sometimes there's not a lot of opportunities for that. In when I did the med selective, we talk about the cultural image of a physician and what does that mean for us as human beings. And we often find you're supposed to be this sort of heroic, godlike figure. That's the ideal. And yet none of us are. We're all human. We're all flawed. We all have limitations. And as students, you're learning. You're not yet an expert in these things. Some of these things you're experiencing for the first time. So I think it gives them an opportunity to reflect on all of that. What does it mean for them to grow into this professional identity? What does it mean for them to confront illness and death? And what does it mean to sit with people who are suffering? And then how do they take care of themselves? How do they hold that without letting it consume them? And how do they develop strategies that they can use to stay human as they go through a process that can be very inhumane at times?
Okay, I think I just have one more question. What are the project, what's the program's future goals or plans for like expanding its reach and its impact?
So we're working on developing a non-degree certificate that we hope to be able to offer so that it would give people who are interested in this and who want to have specialized training so that they can go out in their own work and incorporate health humanities content So we're working toward that, but that's a process to get all the approvals through the university. Mm-hmm. And I think, I mean, our program success has really been sort of a lot of the personal touch, you know, making connections with different programs, making connections with key people, mm-hmm. And then having an opportunity to deliver, the content within their program, because the curriculum for most of the health professions, it's very dense. And so finding those little pockets where we can come in and offer something are things we really welcome. So Dr. Burton, who's our director, was able to do a presentation to the PGME program directors. And so that created an opportunity for us to do some workshops with residents. And so that's been really great. And so we look forward to doing more of that.
You know, that's exciting. I think that concludes all my questions, but is there anything at all you'd like to add?
No, I think that's the main things about our program. Okay. We're happy that we're getting some promotion, because mm-hmm. it's always nice to put it in front of new eyes.
Yeah, no, it sounds like such a great program. I'm excited to write about it. Okay, well, thank you so much for speaking to me. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day.
You can listen to Tobin Talks anytime on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you name it. And you can pick up a copy of The Manitoban from stands all throughout campus. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you then.